The following is a presentation of the Town of North Hempstead's Project Independence and WCWP. Welcome to Project Independence and you.
Welcome to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and you. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Ann Hirsch.
Good morning.
And it's nice to see you again. It was only a couple of weeks ago you were here, which is
cool.
Absolutely. And it's always good, you know, that we have such a nice family of co-hosts that actually Supervisor Bosworth's going to be acknowledging them today. But really, it makes the show the addition of what Ann and Jerry and Otto and different people offer each week is just tremendous. Before we go to our first guest, I always like to bring everybody up to date on a little bit about Project Independence, which is the Town of North Hempstead's initiative to help seniors age in place. And I say it every week, the most important thing to remember is 311. Call 311 basically 24/7, and any question you have will be answered. We have partnerships all over the town and a little bit outside of the town from a medical perspective for nursing, for socialization, for classes, for physical education, etc. We have transportation for shopping, transportation for medical. We have this radio show. We have a TV show. Project Independence really brings everybody up to date on what's going around. We have about 13,000 members. But there are 50,000 people over the age of 60 in North Hempstead. So we still have a way to go. But as people continue to hear about us, you know, people keep joining. This morning, and this is a very interesting topic, this morning we have Ian Wilder with us. And Ian is the acting executive director for Long Island Housing Services. And what we're going to be talking about is something that really, it's heartbreaking for a senior, but it's foreclosure prevention. And you don't hear about it that often, but it happens often enough. It's not maybe in your immediate circle. And unfortunately, when you do hear about this, it's after everything's happened and the person very possibly has been put out and there's no recourse. So Ian, first of all, thank you very much for taking time out of your day to come help and educate the seniors.
I appreciate you having me here. Thank you, John. Thank you, Anne. I appreciate the town of North Hempstead inviting me in. One of the major services we do provide is foreclosure prevention. It's not only heartbreaking, it's also people don't realize that Nassau and Suffolk counties are still a disaster area. The latest statistics show the statewide average for foreclosures is 0.05%. For Nassau County, it's 0.11%, which means it's over double what the state has. And considering the population of Nassau, that also weights the state. Suffolk is even worse. It's 0.14%. It's nearly three times. So Long Island is still hurting very much. We have not recovered. We have what I say is the perfect storm here, unfortunately, in terms of financial conditions. High expenses, the base for mortgages, taxes, insurance are high here because the costs are high here. So it's very difficult sometimes to bring to solutions. That said, there are a team of nonprofits on Long Island. Right now, the Attorney General has a website, HOPP, H-O-P-P, like a bunny, okay? Homeowner Protection Program, but you don't need to know that. You can just go to Eric Schneiderman's website, and you can find a nonprofit. There's about a dozen of us, housing counseling agencies, and there's also legal services. If you are even believe you're going to be behind, you've had a major life change, like someone has passed or someone is ill, please, the earlier you contact somebody, the more options we have, the easier it is to fix things. The longer you wait, the more difficult it is, the fewer services there are. Now, I want to talk a little bit about the rest of what my agency does.
Okay, absolutely. Okay? Yeah.
Can I also ask you a question? Do you have any special preparation for doing this? What is your background personally and the people that work with you?
Sure. Actually, I came through that program. I was a real estate attorney for a dozen years.
Oh, you're an attorney?
Yes. Don't hold it against me. I was a real estate attorney for a dozen years. I came over to the agency, actually made a career change and went to be a housing counselor in the foreclosure prevention, then a staff attorney, then I ran the program, then I became deputy director, and now I'm acting executive director. But we have a team of people. We've had our program there since 2009, since the beginning of the problem. We've had long-term housing counselors there. We are a HUD-certified agency. We're also funded by the Attorney General, so you know the Attorney General is looking over our shoulder. We also have attorneys there who have been practicing in that area and are very experienced. That's all in the foreclosure department. That's all these people do.
Okay,
it's their expertise. So they deal with all the changes from the banks. I've been out of the program. I defer to them these days because things change so much.
Will this cost me a fortune because of all these attorneys?
Great question. Because we're funded by grants, none of our services have a charge. They are all free of charge because they're already paid for by grants. But the advantage is this is something that we do all the time. So don't make the mistake of thinking because it's free, you judge the quality based on that. We have the ability, because we're funded by grants, to concentrate on keeping up to date and focus on the services and getting you the best option possible.
That's an important point. Thank you, Ann. Because people are afraid, say, I have no money, and so therefore, why am I going to get further into a hole?
And I should
especially
have said
with
that.
Professionals such right. as these. Right. Yeah. But it's good to know that you've got solid resources available with outstanding people where it won't cause you further financial concerns.
Exactly. And going backwards a little, our agency is nearly 50 years old. We're 48 years old now. We're coming up on a big birthday. Our mission is described as the elimination of unlawful housing discrimination and the promotion of decent and affordable housing through advocacy and education. That said, our core program is the Fair Housing Program. And fair housing covers a lot of things. We were just discussing before we came on the air that fair housing is not only the federal laws, the Fair Housing Act. There's also state human rights laws. And also, Nassau County itself has a human rights law which protects what's called source of income. And that could be very important to seniors. That means if you are getting Social Security or disability or veterans benefits, that income cannot be treated any differently than any other income that you have. And of course, if you have something like the Housing Choice Voucher, which is most commonly called Section 8, none of that income can be treated differently. Now, like every other law, there are some cutouts and exceptions and minor circumstances. And with everything I say, call our agency. That said, I should get to the important thing, which my friends in radio previously always remind me to do. The phone number, 631-567-5111. And the website is lifairhousing.org. So it's L-I as in Long Island, Fair Housing, and it's .org. The other major service that I want to mention is we have the only tenants' rights information available. Now, Nassau Suffolk Law Service provides some representation in court in terms of that. We do not have attorneys for that. But if you have questions, you know, the landlord is now parking his boat in the driveway and I can't park there, or he's coming in and out of the apartment, or he tells me I have to leave tomorrow, call us. We'll tell you what the law is. And if we have a minute, we were also discussing before we came on air, there's a state law that everybody's not aware of, and we can get you the particular information, but the general idea is if you're senior, if you're over age 62, and there's a need for particular circumstances to terminate a lease, you might be able to do that with no bad consequences. Now, the best thing to do, we have a sheet that explains everything. I'm not going to try to get into the details here. What I say, like everything else, is call our agency. We have wonderful people who keep up to this in terms of all the changes and all specific details. But it's good to know that the law is there to find out if it applies to you. If you have some type of life change and you're over 62 and you need to change and you need to break a lease, you might be protected by state law.
Just I'm going to put the number out again, which is 631-567-5111. Good.
And that said, though our main office is in Bohemia, we cover both Suffolk and Nassau counties.
Okay. And that the lease one, I think, is very important because very often, I mean, I see it in our town, very often, you know, they fall, something happens, they have a two-year lease, they're only 6 months into it, and they have to move in with the daughter. They have to go out of state because they need care, and they're probably not coming back. And then to have the hardship of going to court and try to break 18 months. Now, today, it's a little better than years ago because it's a tight rental market. So landlords usually don't mind. They can get the apartment rented pretty quickly. But in a situation where it isn't, it's nice to be able to fall back on in an organization like this.
Yes.
To get support.
And we have had seniors who have had problems, and we've been able to help them just by getting them information.
Right.
And that's what the tenants' rights does. It doesn't do representation, but information is power, as know. So, and there's a lot of things that people need to know in terms of what their rights are.
Also, I have a question. If you're being discriminated against, is it always nasty what they say to you? Or does it sometimes not sound so nasty, but you don't even know you're being discriminated against?
And that's a good question. We actually do testing. If someone comes in and we review it and we believe there might be a discrimination, but it's not overt, it's not obvious. At times go out and test, and we bring litigation. Some of the litigation that you might have heard of recently that we've done, there was the German-American Settlement League. People saw the articles that it was a Nazi summer camp at one point, and then it became a housing development where you could only get in there if your family was from Germany. Nobody else was allowed to buy a piece of property. That's illegal. The other one was Mastic Beach, where they were pushing renters illegally out of their housing. Both of those were our cases. Actually, both of those, we didn't particularly need cases, testing, because it was so overt, but we do a lot of testing to make sure. So if somebody thinks that there's something not quite right, that based on a protected basis, and the thing is, almost everybody, for some reason, falls under a protected basis, because if you're a single father with a child, then it could be family status. You know, it doesn't have to be just one category. It doesn't have to just be race or disability, which is a big category for people often who are seniors. So they might need an accommodation or a modification in order to get in and out. We deal with that all the time. One of our largest areas is helping people with disabilities get the changes they need just so they can use their home like everybody else does.
Ramp, et cetera.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. Or even people disagree sometimes about giving a handicapped parking spot, believe it or not. Instead of going, and we've had instances where people have had the permit already.
Right, right.
And they give them a hard time about putting a spot in front of the place. It's like, yeah, the permit, that's a gimme to me.
I agree. So, okay.
So, yeah.
Simple things that nobody's paying attention to.
Yeah, simple things like that. So definitely give us a call, and I'll do the phone number again, 631-567-5111, and the website is lifairhousing.org. If any of these circumstances come up.
I want to go through the procedure, but we're going to go into a break in a minute because I just want to go like a step-by-step. If a person had an issue, are they going to be talking on the phone? Are they going to be able to sit down, etc.? But first, I'd rather take a break. So you're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.